From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. While the rate of coronavirus infections has slowed in the United States, many other countries are struggling with high hospitalizations and low vaccine supply. Meanwhile, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama are finding it difficult to convince people to get vaccinated. Shalina Chutlani of the Gulf States Newsroom talked with Indian immigrants who are concerned about their families and friends abroad.
At her home in Madison, Mississippi, Amrit Sood opens up Facebook on her phone. She scrolls to a friend's post, one of many that have been flooding her social media.
She lives in Mississippi, and her aunt is in Delhi, and she needed a ventilator, and she's asking, do you know where to get it?
When the pandemic broke out, India didn't experience a large wave of coronavirus deaths. But now, thousands of people are dying each day. Sood has lost nearly a dozen family members in India.
I can't keep up with the numbers, and it's hard to imagine if I go back.
Sood has lived in Mississippi for 45 years and feels helpless being so far away, while vaccines where she lives go to waste. Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama have the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Last month, Mississippi's health officer, Thomas Dobbs, said the department is advising doctors to open up a package of vaccines, even if some of it may go to waste.
If you have somebody in front of you who needs a vaccine, go ahead and use what you got. But we know that we're at a point where there will be some wastage.
It is frustrating.
Sood got her vaccine in February, but in Mississippi, health officials say about 5,000 doses have been wasted as of May 25th. In Louisiana, roughly 12,000. Alabama reported just over 400 vaccines wasted.
I feel sad that in the third world, they wanted those shots and they cannot get it.
There's a shortage of everything from beds to oxygen in India. It sold most of the vaccines it produced to other countries. Now just 12% of its own population is vaccinated. In May, President Biden announced that the U.S. would send 20 million vaccine doses abroad. In the meantime, families here watch as friends and loved ones die. Mississippi-based immigration lawyer Patricia Ice says this is something her clients deal with beyond the pandemic.
I've had so many clients whose parents have died overseas and they couldn't leave because they didn't have papers. That's been going on since I started doing this work.
In her two decades of practice, ICE has seen clients from India, Yemen, Vietnam, Mexico, and other Latin American nations. Census data show there are over 430,000 foreign-born residents across the Gulf South. Some immigrants have jumped at getting the vaccine, but hesitancy can also affect them too, especially in places like Mississippi.
If the governor is telling you that it's really not that important to get the vaccine, some immigrants are listening to the government.
Her law firm has held events to ease concerns or help clients get shots.
And then you turn it on.
Some Indians in Mississippi are taking matters into their own hands to get supplies to people abroad who need them. Dr. Udaya Shivangi is a sleep medicine specialist in Ridgeland, Mississippi.
And this is oxygen concentrator. When you plug it in, it uses the room air, so it makes the oxygen.
Shivangi is involved in the American Association of the Physicians of Indian Origin. This group has been sending pulse monitoring devices and oxygen producing machines to India.
We have already sent concentrators 1,000 units and we are sending next 1,000 units as soon as possible.
This has become a popular idea and she says this type of equipment was back ordered. Other individuals are trying to send this equipment to their families, sorting through high international shipping costs and complicated procedures.
Somehow we need to help India first or any other country who may need in future.
Countries like Vietnam and Nigeria have only been able to vaccinate 1% of their population. Others like Nepal have extended lockdowns. President Biden hopes to ship out vaccines internationally by the end of June. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WWNO, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WBHM in Birmingham.